City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 25.
Hi, Gus. Hello, Gus.
Mark.
Hi, Gus. You said I should come back in a couple days?
Yeah, but first, how's your family?
Pretty good. We've got most of our stuff moved into the church. There's actually another family that's keeping their stuff there, too. We've all kind of moved in together for the time being.
A lot of mouths to feed, huh?
Yeah.
So, I ran your name through the city's employment verification system. You're on the terrorist watch list, Mark.
I know. It's because I'm a Christian. They came into our church a month ago and took everyone's name down.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that. They've done that with a few churches now.
I guess this means no job.
Look, I can't be having you on the payroll. The city's putting pressure on businesses that hire guys like you. They don't want you working in the city.
How do they expect us to survive?
They don't want you to survive. They just want you to go away.
We can't go away. We have things to do here yet.
Oh yeah? Like what?
We have to warn people. The city's been turning away from God for a long time. But lately, it seems like people are embracing every kind of sin they can think of. It might be a sign that God's turned them over to their sin. That means they're in big trouble. God judges people if they die in their sins. I know you don't want to hear this, but it's important. And I wouldn't be a loving Christian if I didn't warn you that if you don't turn from your sins and trust in Jesus to save you, you could wind up in hell forever. And I don't want to see that happen to you, Gus. I don't want to see that happen to anyone. Not when God's offering you a way to avoid it.
So, is this why you're on the terrorist watch list?
Yeah. They even arrested our pastor for basically saying the same thing.
Well, you don't look much like a risk to me. In fact, sorry to say this, kid, but you look a little scrawny.
What do you mean? Up until a few months ago, I was lifting a mouse 8 hours a day.
Okay, here's what I can do. I can give you the job, and I'll just pay you under the table.
I don't know if I can do that, Gus.
What are you talking about? I thought you needed a job.
Oh, I do. I desperately need a job. But paying me under the table is illegal. The Bible says we should obey every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. I can't be the cause of someone breaking the law.
Man, you really take this stuff seriously, don't you?
It's God's word, Gus. I definitely take it seriously.
So you don't think God will cut you a little slack on this one?
Gus, God means the things he says. And honestly, Gus, at this point, I've lost everything to obey God. My family's lost everything. My church and my friends have lost everything. I'm not going to disobey God now. Not after all this. Not after he's given me the strength to do the right thing all these times before.
Huh. You know, I figure you'd be angry at God for all the stuff you've gone through.
I was once, when my mom had her stroke. I felt like God had abandoned us. But I was wrong. I was stupid. God got us through that just like he's gotten us through everything else. And no matter what happens to us in this life, Gus, we've got heaven to look forward to when this is all over. Jesus bought that for us. How could I ever justify being mad at God?
You've got a strong faith, kid.
God gave me this faith, Gus. He can give you the same thing.
Yeah, I know. How about this? How about I donate some food for you and your family and your friends? It's a charitable contribution. And you come here at night and look after the shop. Would that ease your conscience?
Yeah. Yeah, Gus, I think that'd be okay.
Well, okay, it's settled then. Come back tomorrow night at 8. I'll show you around, give you a key. And I'll have a couple of bags of groceries for you, too.
Praise God. Oh, thank you, Gus, thank you.
No problem, kid. Anyway, I gotta get back to work. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I'll be here, 8 o'clock. Thanks again, Gus.
Yeah, it's okay. Just stay safe, kid.
I will, Gus. Thanks. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Glory to you. Praise you, Father. It's amazing. You provided a job for me. You gave me another chance to stand up for you, and you gave me the courage to share the gospel with Gus. Oh, Father, it's so great. Maybe this is how you want us to do this now. You just put us in this situation, and you put it in our hearts to share your good news. And then you give us the courage to do it. This is so awesome. Thanks for... Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
Bigot! No rights for terrorists.
Oh no! Fire! They set the church on fire!
No haters in our city.
Get back here! Oh no, our church! Please, Father, help us. Mom, Dad... Get out of the house! The church is on fire! Quick, someone call the fire department!
What's wrong, Mark?
The church is on fire! Get everyone out of the parsonage! I'll get a hose! Everyone get out here and help!
Oh no!
What's wrong?
The church is on fire! Get everyone out of the house! I'm going to help Mark try to put this out. Jared! Get out here! We need your help!
Everyone, get out of here! The church is on fire! What? Oh no! Jared, go down and help Mr. Sawyer. He and Mark are trying to put out the fire. Okay, Mrs. Sawyer, let me help you. We need to get you out of here.
I'll help you, Andrea. I'll call the fire department.
Just one leg at a time. Don't worry, we've got you.
Oh, Andrea, at some point you're just gonna have to call me Susan.
As soon as we get out of here, Mrs. Sawyer. But right now, we need to just keep moving.
I called the fire department. They should be here any minute.
Oh, Carol, can you grab Mark's journal? I don't want anything to happen to it.
Where is it, Susan?
I think he keeps it under his pillow.
I'll check.
I found it!
Oh, thank you, Carol.
Thank the Lord. Now, let's get out of here!
It's no use, Dad. These hoses just don't put out enough water.
Just keep spraying the hottest spots. The fire department will be here soon. Jared, do you have the other hose going?
Yes, Mr. Sawyer, but the fire's too big.
Just keep hitting what you can. We just need to slow it down.
Is everyone out of the parsonage?
I don't know. Andrea, Susan, are you guys outside? Come on, where's the fire department?
Dad, the fire's spreading to the parsonage. Are they out of there?
Susan, get out of the house!
We've got her, Mr. Sawyer. We're out.
Andrea, get everyone away from the house. The fire's spreading.
Dad, where's the fire department?
I don't know, son. Andrea, did you guys call the fire department? Call them again, Carol. The fire's spreading. We can't stop it with garden hoses. Jared, get away from the parsonage.
Jared, get out of there.
Mom! Is he okay, Dad?
Yeah, he's with the rest of them. You be careful too, Mark.
It's out of control, Dad. Where's the fire department?
I don't know, son. Get away from that wall before it collapses! Mark! Ah! Mark! Get out of there! Now! Are you okay?
Yeah. I got out of there just before it fell. God was sure watching out for me on that one.
Where is the fire department?
It's no use, Dad. It's gone. We need to go check on the others.
No, Mark. I'm not letting this church go that easy.
Dad, the church isn't this building. It's those people over there. It's Mom and our friends. We need to be together right now.
Why didn't anyone show up, Mark? Where's the fire department?
Is any of this really a surprise, Dad? This isn't the first time people have burned down a church. But what they don't understand is they can burn down the building, but the church, Jesus' church, is immortal. The gates of hell can't even prevail against it.
Look at the bright side, Bill. We won't have to move all our stuff again.
I'm so glad God gave you to me, Susan. You always give things the right perspective.
Not a single fire truck. No one came to help us at all yesterday. Oh, our poor church.
The church is still alive and well, Carol. We're all right here.
Oh, I know, Mark. Thanks to God for keeping us all safe.
What about our stuff, Mom? We've been going through all this rubble all day, and there's nothing left.
We still have a few things back at the condo, Jared.
But all of our clothes were in there. What are we going to do now, Mom?
I don't know yet, honey. We all need to figure that out.
We can go back to my house.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Andrea. People know your family's on the terrorist watch list, just like they knew about this church. I don't know that we should give them another chance to burn us alive.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mr. Sawyer. What do you think we should do?
I'm thinking.
We could go across town, where those other Christians are supposed to be.
The wilderness? I don't know if that's going to be any safer, Carol.
They're probably not trying to burn down people's houses, though, Dad. I mean, if there are Christians there now, maybe that's as safe a place as we're going to find. It sure doesn't seem like it's safe here anymore.
I don't know how I feel about bringing your mother into an environment like that, Mark.
Oh, Bill, God's kept me around this long. He obviously has more for me to do. I'm sure he'll keep us all safe. Look at all the things he's gotten us through so far.
I love you, Susan. Praise God you're strong enough for both of us.
So, is that it? Is that where we're going?
I'm in.
Us too. Are you crazy, Mom? I don't want to go there. You've always told me to stay out of that part of the city because all of the dangerous people are there.
Well, Jared, right now it looks like this city considers us dangerous. We might as well be there with everyone else.
What about you, Andrea?
I'm going where you're going. I'm staying with my family. And besides, Jared still needs a teacher. So far, this sounds like the best teaching offer I've had yet.
Well, I'm in. I don't have anything here now except Harold. His hearing is in a few days. I'll need to come back over for that.
I'll come with you, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Madeline.
Okay, that settles it then. We should probably pack up anything we can salvage and head across town.
Don't you start your job tonight, son?
Yeah, Dad. It's on the other side of town, too, though. Hey, look at that. God put my new job right near my new home.
God's always a few steps ahead of us, huh, son?
I'm kind of excited to see what he has planned for us next, Dad. He gave me a chance to tell my new boss about Jesus yesterday. Maybe this is how he's going to use us to still spread the gospel. We're almost like missionaries, leaving our homes, going to a strange location.
Hey, yeah, that is kind of exciting. Huh. It's funny the way God works things out. His plans for our lives sure are a lot more exciting than our plans for our lives.
This is worse than I remember.
Is the car going to be safe back there, Bill?
I'm sure it's been broken into already, Susan.
Now that we're here, where are we going to go? Well, one of the families from church that came here said they just live in the abandoned apartment buildings.
Yeah, if you can find one that isn't being used by the prostitutes or the drug dealers. Doc!
Ah! Jared!
I'm okay, Mom. The gunshots were over there.
I don't care, honey. You need to be careful around here.
I know. Do you think I'm happy about being here?
Jared?
Hey. Little man, it's just a bit tense. Don't worry, young sir. I've got just a thing to calm your nerves. Just $10. Pop these and they'll take care of you all night.
Hey, knock it off. He's just a kid.
Man, don't interfere with me when I'm conducting business. How much money you got, kid?
He doesn't have any money.
And who are you?
I'm his mother, and I don't want him using illegal drugs.
It'll be legal soon.
Yeah, Mom, it'll be legal soon!
Quiet, Jared. And you. I don't need you to tell me how bad things are going to be in this city. I've had a front row seat for that for a long time. But there is no way you're going to get your claws into my son. Not as long as God gives me breath. Don't you know what Jesus said about people who cause these little ones to stumble?
Oh no, not another one.
And who's this handsome guy? Hey, sweetie. You get over this side of the town much?
Huh? No.
Ooh, first time? I give discounts for first-time customers. I've got a little place right around the corner. It'll only cost you $50 to come take a look.
Hey, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. We heard there were other Christians here.
Oh, great. Another one.
I didn't get a chance to warn you, Trixie.
Where are all these people coming from?
It's the war on hate. Man, Trixie, you gotta keep up.
These losers are ruining my business. My customers are afraid to come over here now because they're afraid they're going to get preached to.
But that's good. Even with all the sinful things going on in this city, God's still giving people chances to repent and believe in Jesus. The gospel's being preached everywhere, even here. This is for you too, ma'am. Jesus can save you. He can turn you away from these things. You don't have to do this anymore.
Oh, save it. I've heard it all before, every day. Guess what, Buster? It doesn't buy groceries. I'm out of here. Oh, and if I catch you around my customers, you're gonna wish you stayed back in the other part of the city. You gotta sleep sometime, honey. I may not have much on, but believe me, I'm well armed.
Now you got her mad. I'd hate to be in your shoes. Okay, anyone else? I have a wide assortment of products, sure to please even the most discriminating user.
Hey, we're all Christians. We're not interested.
My little man here sounded like he was interested.
I told you to stay away from him.
We're still praying for him. God might still save him like he can save you. I can show you what the Bible says about what Jesus has done for us. It's never too late as long as you're in this life.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Maybe another time. I'll just leave you folks to your new home. Keep your heads down. You, stay away from Trixie. And you, little man, maybe we can do some business later. Just ask around for Donnie.
Stay away from him.
Bye.
You sure scared him away when you threatened to show him the Bible, Carol.
Sharper than any two-edged sword, Andrea. Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Excuse me. Did I hear you say you were Christians? Huh? Oh, hi.
Yes, we're Christians.
What are you doing here?
They burned our church down. None of us has any place else to go.
What about your homes?
We've had to sell our homes. We haven't been able to find work. And Carol here, she's our pastor's wife. Her husband's been arrested and the parsonage was destroyed in the fire.
Your husband's a pastor?
Yes, Pastor Jennings. Harold Jennings.
Harold Jennings? Isn't he the one that was arrested last month?
Yes, I'm afraid so. His hearing is in a few days. I'm afraid to even think of what they're going to do to him.
Yeah, a number of pastors have been rounded up. The pastors that had previously shepherded the people in our group have been put away for a long time.
Oh. It's okay, Carol. We're going to just keep praying. God can do miraculous things. I have a feeling he's going to get Pastor out of this mess somehow.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to upset you. It's just, well, things haven't been going well for any of the people in our group.
Hi, I'm Andrea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Todd, and this is Jane.
Hello. Hello, Jane. Todd, are there other children here?
Yes, several. Some came with their parents. Some, like Jane here, came on their own. We all came for the same reason, though. The city doesn't want us around anymore. They'd rather forget we've ever existed.
Hi, Todd. I'm Madeline, and this is my son, Jared. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hello, Madeline. Jared.
Hi, Todd. Jane. I'm Bill, and this is my wife, Susan, and this is Mark, our son.
It's nice to meet you.
Todd, is there a place where we can sit down? Susan had a stroke a while back, and she's gone through a lot in the past couple of days. She really needs to rest.
I could use a chance to catch my breath a little.
Of course. I can show you where we all live.
Do you know the Bergs? They used to go to our church.
Yeah, the Bergs. They were here for a while.
We're here.
Well, Steve was killed by a stray bullet the second night they were here. It's best not to go out on the streets after dark. Sally got sick. I'm afraid there's a lot of disease here, and we don't have any medicine beyond cough syrup and aspirin.
Oh, no. Well, what about their children, Philip and Becky?
Well, they're still with us. There's a family that looks after them.
I'm a teacher. Maybe I could help with the kids.
Oh, that would be wonderful. We don't have anyone who can teach them. I know we're unsure of our future here, but the children should still learn. We teach them the Bible, of course, but any extra help we can get is always appreciated. Anyway, we can talk about all that after we get you folks settled in. Come on over this way. We mostly stay in the courtyard of that building over there.
Oh, I was told the Christians here stay in the abandoned apartments.
No, the drug dealers and the junkies and the prostitutes use those.
Told ya.
You don't want to go in there. You never want to surprise anyone around here. These people are very nervous. There's no telling what they'll do.
Dad, I gotta leave to go to work soon. I can't be late my first night.
Todd, Mark's gotta leave to go get to his job.
You have a job?
Yeah, I start tonight. God provided me a job nearby. I get food in exchange for the work I do.
I was wondering how you got around the employment verification system. Well, come with us so you can see where everything is and meet everyone, and then you can take off. But be careful. It's almost dark. Things get pretty crazy around here at night.
They seem pretty crazy during the daytime.
Yeah, I'm afraid you haven't seen anything yet.
Gus.
There he is. Hey, you look tired, kid.
They burned our church down, Gus. They called us bigots and haters, and they burned our church down.
Oh, wow.
We were staying at the church. A bunch of us were living in the parsonage. Now it's gone. We had to leave. We're over in the deserted part of the city, about a mile away by the old factories.
The wilderness. Are you guys going to be safe there?
I don't know. I just came from there. It sure is a bad place. But we met some other Christians. They all lost their jobs and their homes, too. Some of them didn't make it at all.
Why do you guys put up with that?
With what?
With all that. With losing everything. Your homes, your jobs, your future.
Our future isn't here, Gus. Our future's in heaven. We're just passing through this life. We're pilgrims here. It took me a while to realize this, but it's like God says in James chapter 4. Our lives here are like vapor. We're here for a little while and then vanish away. But the things we have in the next life, the things Jesus purchased for us, forgiveness, justification, our salvation, those things last forever. So what's the point of worrying about the things that don't last and ignoring the things that do? As saved people, we're here to do God's will, to obey Him, to do good works so that people will glorify Him. And we're supposed to tell others about Jesus so that they can have this awesome gift too. But sadly, people are more focused on the things going on in this life, the things they can do, the things they can have, and they're exchanging their souls for them. Even Christians get distracted. I had all these plans about my life, but then God showed me it's not about my life. It's about the life He gave for me. It's about Jesus. My life belongs to Him. And all I want to do is be a good and faithful servant. And a lot of times, that conflicts with what the world says is important. So at some point, we have to make a choice. Do we belong to God, or do we belong to the world? If Jesus died to purchase me, if I really believe that, then I belong to Him.
You know, That makes a lot of sense. You know, it's easy to lose sight of all that.
Maybe that's why God brought me here, Gus. Maybe he brought me here to let you know he can save you.
That's not why he brought you here.
But how do you know?
Because he already saved me 5 years ago. He turned my whole life upside down. He saved me and totally changed me. You know, the guys here thought I went nuts when I took down all the girly posters and told them they couldn't curse anymore.
Why didn't you tell me before?
I was afraid. I've been afraid. I mean, with all the stuff going on in the city, I've been afraid to lose everything I have. This business, my home. I even stopped going to church when they started cracking down.
You know God can give you the strength, don't you, Gus?
Kid, that's apparently the reason he brought you here. To remind me of that. I'm really impressed with how strong your faith is.
It's a faith that can move mountains, Gus. Because God's the one who gave it to me. I just had to learn to trust him and not be afraid. And he taught me that too. Gus, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?